This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the CSR conclave titled Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in Nutrition Security and Malnutrition Mitigation at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The objective of the conclave is to deliberate upon collaborative, innovative and sustainable strategies to combat malnutrition among children. The event has been organized by the National Dairy Development Board. During the conclave, Mr. Shah will launch the third phase of the Gift Milk Program under the Corporate Social Responsibility, that is CSR initiative of SAIL Bhilai Steel Plant, Chhattisgarh. Under this initiative, around 4,000 children studying in government schools located in the mining areas of the Bhilai Steel Plant will benefit. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will release 41 literary works developed by the Centres of Excellence for Classical Kannad, Telugu, Malayalam and Odia today in New Delhi. The works are developed under the Central Institute of Indian Languages. The event will also mark the release of 13 books along with a 45-episode sign language interpretation series of the Thirukkural by the Central Institute of Classical Tamil. In a social media post, the Minister of Education said that this initiative reflects a sustained commitment to strengthening classical language studies and preserving India's rich literary heritage. It also said this initiative will make classical knowledge more accessible to contemporary learners through inclusive and innovative formats. The Supreme Court has directed the central government and the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, to decide within 4 months on revising the wage ceiling under the Employees Provident Fund scheme, which has remained unchanged for the past 11 years. A bench of justices, J.K. Maheshwari and Atul S. Chandurkar, passed the directions while hearing a public interest litigation highlighting that the stagnant wage ceiling has resulted in a large section of workers being excluded from the ambit of the EPFO, a social welfare scheme intended to provide social security to employees in an organized sector. Chancellor of Germany Friedrich Merz will pay an official visit to India on 12th and 13th of January at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This will be the Chancellor Merz's first official visit to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that on the visit he'll be travelling to Ahmedabad and Bengaluru. Prime Minister will receive Chancellor Merz on 12th of January in Ahmedabad. The two leaders will take stock of the progress made in diverse aspects of the India-Germany strategic partnership, which completed 25 years last year. The discussion will also focus on further intensifying cooperation in various sectors. Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Merz will also engage with business and industry leaders and exchange views on the issues of regional and global importance. Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges during his appearance before a New York City federal court. Maduro raised questions over the legality of his arrest during his first appearance before a U.S. federal court in New York, claiming he was detained at his residence in Caracas, Venezuela. The remark signaled what is expected to be a central plank of his legal defense, that his arrest by U.S. law enforcement on foreign soil amounted to an unlawful operation. Maduro's legal team has described the arrest as a military abduction, arguing that the late-night operation violated international law and due process protections. Iran is witnessing its most serious wave of unrest in 3 years as nationwide protests entered the 10th day. Security forces have tightened their presence across major cities, even as U.S. President Donald Trump warned that he could side with demonstrators if violence escalates. The protests were triggered by the sharp collapse of the Iranian rial and a surging inflation and have spread from Tehran's Grand Bazaar to more than 220 locations across at least 78 cities in up to 31 provinces. And that is the end of this news bulletin.